happens now. Late, much like the 10 o'clock hour. But I did want to get to this because Goody had a, what I thought was an interesting metric in terms of the development of his quarterback. So I want you to hear this, and then we'll discuss it, and then we'll play trivia, okay? So here is Goody discussing the timeline, which kind of dovetails nicely into my question that I asked Homer as he was departing us about where Jordan Love is in his development. Here is the timeline that Goody talked about with his quarterback's development.
There's some that you, I'm sure he would like back, you know, and I'm sure our team would like back as well. But again, I think when you're able to make plays like he does, I think there's a bit of a fine line where you're feeling that he's still a very young player from the you know, the amount of times he's started. And I've always thought it's about, you know, 20 to 26 games before guys really settle into what they're doing. And I think he's a little bit in that time right now as well.
20 to 26 games.
Very, very precise on his numbers.
He started one game in 2021. He started 19 games, including playoffs.
That's 20.
And now he has started 7 games this season. So he's outside that window.
So the clock has started.
One game.
Oh, I love Goody. Oh, Goody,
we found
Goody,
his
Goody,
kryptonite.
Goodster.
It's math.
The calculator.
If that's the case, then this is who Jordan Love's going to be. If what Goody's saying isn't that, then the math.
Yeah, I don't know if he had done the math before he went with 26. Who chooses 26?
I don't think he's counting the COVID game. He thought the game plan sucked, and he didn't get coached.
My grandpa's favorite roulette number to put a chip on was always 26.
Is that a red number or a black number?
Old 3-3. Ronnie Dane. Jesus the good Lord. 33 is a good number for roulette.
When he was crucified. I don't think Jesus' lucky number was 33.
But we don't know.
No, that's true. Know. It's not in any of the Gospels.
We'll ask him someday.
Tauschus at the pearly gates before anything else, Lord. I got to know.
What's your roulette number?
Lucky number. What do you think? 33?
Well, in fairness, that was they cast lots. I don't think they played roulette, but that's a whole nother conversation.
And should Ron Dane's yardage in bowl games count toward his total?
Well, I didn't wear my sweatshirt today. I'll make sure to bring that back sometime next week. Here's the deal. I don't believe that I think year 5 is where I would say you know who you got.
Well,
that's why you give a second contract, and that's where I say this all the time, the elevator years line up. You know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Boom, boom, boom. Mental, physical.
Sure.
Jordan's there. Jordan needs a year or two as a starter yet, but we're seeing all the good and we're seeing the bad. Can you siphon that out of there? I certainly hope so. But he is not going to be what we have learned. Through all of the data, he is not going to be Aaron Rodgers. We're not going to see 37 tutters and 4 picks. That's not who Jordan's going to be.
No, that's true.
Now, is Jordan going to be 18 to 20 picks? No. But I envision Jordan to be hovering in that low double digits as a quarterback. That's who he is. He's going to be in that 10 to 13 range. And I think if you rein him in there and he's throwing 45 tutters, I'm all right with that. Now, understanding when he throws those picks, that's another part of the development.
Indeed.
But he's not going to be Rodgers. And I don't think he's going to be Favre. I don't think he's going to have a 28 interception season, although he's on track. If he didn't get injured, he might be on track to throw in his mid-20s. Peyton mm-hmm. Manning threw 28 picks his rookie season. Everybody remember that. I understand. So, Jordan Love, the 20 to 26 is way too precise by Goody. I don't fully understand. Because if that's the case, he's basically going to say, this is who he is. And I don't think that's what anyone is hoping for. I think we hope that what we saw at the back end of last season is who he is. And he's only going to get better. He hasn't been better this year than he was at the end of last season. I don't know anybody. He can't argue that. Nobody can argue that.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of love, is basically what you're saying. Jana in Pittsburgh texts in between.
We miss Jana. She's been around enough. We need more Jana, I think. This is the first time in forever that we've heard anything. Come on, Jana.
I'm sorry. Finish this text first.
No. If anybody wants to read the text, go right ahead. I'm out. Go ahead. Go ahead. Read it.
Jana in Pittsburgh says, between discouraged and tournament, I've finally put it together that Tausch does odd pronunciations just to entertain himself.
Bingo.
Does
She's
it
not
for
wrong.
The listeners. And the viewers.
She ain't wrong.
Jana also sharing but that yesterday was
Jesse
Colby in Pittsburgh's birthday in addition to my birthday. So happy,
happy birthday
to Colby.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. If Colby and Jana end up getting married, and I don't know what their deal is. I'm not sure. It's not my business. But if they do and they invite us to the wedding,
right now,
we need to go. If they invite us and our spouses to the wedding in Pittsburgh, we should go. I am committing right now, if Jana and Colby end up being married, we're going as a show.
I look forward to Jana's next text message, which gives us some clarity on the scheduling. We need to play trivia.
I don't think Jason's going to the wedding.
No, there's no way he's going. But Jesse and Becca and Sarah and myself will go. That'll be fun. I love Pittsburgh now. Great food town. Great food town.
Bridges.
Yeah, beautiful bridges. Allegheny.
After they fixed them rivers, after they were blown up in Batman. All right, we need to play trivia.
Hey, before we get the trivia stuff, Jason, I'm going to tweet this out. Where do you see Jordan's Love development? What's the kind of, not the poll question, but what's the genesis? Or give me the synopsis quick.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you about where Jordan Love is at in his development as the Green Bay Packers starting quarterback?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Caller 10 and caller 15, we play double Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia. Jesse wants caller 10 and caller 15. You wonder why? Well, because 10 is the number of interceptions Jordan Love has thrown so far this season, and 15
is
the number of touchdown
passes. Like more.
He's only played six and a half games, so maybe that's why it feels like more. Okay. 10 and 15, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. It is Up North neighbor Joe, ESPN Wisconsin Geography Wednesday Trivia. Caller,
did he do all six?
I'm being told. Sources close to the program.
Oh, God. This dude is making a push.
You're going to learn something today.
Caller 10 and caller 15, 844-770-3776. That is the number to call trivia. The other number that you should always know, of course, is for Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. They are an institution. They're nationally recognized, but a hometown firm. You know that they've got your best interest at heart. Go to the website gruber-law.com to find out more about their history. You can see all those TikToks with the friend of Josh DiMaggio who dressed up as David Gruber for Halloween. More importantly, you can see all the great lawyers that are at their firm and all the success stories they've had with their litigation. Again, Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. Trivia is next.
Quick question again, Jason. Quick question before you go to break. Don't you shake your head at me. Where do you see Jordan Love's development as the Packers' starting quarterback through his first 27 starts? Is that the genesis, or what am I missing?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Okay.
Did you put that in there? Or?
I didn't. Okay, thank you.
I'm happy to
help. But you had something about disappointment or something, too. Wasn't there something disappointment in there?
I don't think there was. And again, it is 27 starts, 25 in the regular season, Two in the postseason. So despite Goody's very specific 20 to 26 game timeline.
I just took 15 phone calls. How are you guys still going?
Jason,
so you said on a scale?
Wait.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being disappointing or 10 being what?
Oh, my God. 10 being extremely concerned. You said it yourself to Homer.
My bad. Thank you for helping me.
You're beyond help. Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing.
Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. First, it is Tim and Madison. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Morning, I'm doing well.
And second, it is Jeff in Monona, which I almost misread as Monroe. Jeff, good morning. How are things in Monona?
Fairly well. A little cloudy.
All right. Well, let's see how trivia goes for both of you. We begin with question one for Tim. And again, if you're unhappy with these questions or feel that they are too difficult, they are not Jesse's fault. He wants to make that very clear. You can take your complaints to up north neighbor Joe.
Yeah. Who actually lives in Troy, which is, like, I guess, west of East Troy. So he said he wants to rep East Troy or Troy, but I said you're kind of already up north Joe. It's kind of your
thing. He's already branded.
You can't rebrand. No, he's up north Joe. Like, that's just who he is.
Were you wearing up that blue zip-up earlier? Or have you changed your ensemble during the program?
No. This is what I was wearing the whole time.
No, it's not. All right, let's do the first question here, Tim. It is this. The International Air Transport Association uses a three-letter local identifier code to designate airports around the world. What is Milwaukee's airport code?
Got
is it.
MKE.
Yep, I agree. Circle gets the square. Yep.
You take the good, you take the bad. All right, question one, Jeff, for you is this. Milwaukee's International Airport is named after which Wisconsin World War aviator, often regarded as the father of the United States Air Force?
Got it.
Is the Milwaukee Airport named after Edward Eddie O'Hare, William Billy Mitchell, or Marcus Mark Murphy?
That's pretty funny. Gotta go with Mitchell.
And you would be correct. One for one for each of you. All right, question two, Tim, is this. The Black Hawk War was a conflict between the United States and Native Americans in 1832. A large part of this conflict occurred in present-day South Central Wisconsin. Which future U.S. president briefly served in the military in Wisconsin during this conflict? Was it James Madison, Andrew Johnson, or Abraham Lincoln?
You said the Black Hawk War?
Black Hawk War, 1832.
That's a little before I was born.
Before Homer even was born.
Oh, burn.
Let's go Abraham Lincoln.
Very smart. Very well done, yes. 1832, good use of the timeline there. All right, question two, Jeff, is this? These are tough, man. The Toledo War, which I can't say I'd ever heard of until right now, which took place in 1835 and 36, was a territorial dispute between the state of Ohio and the Michigan Territory. Oh, Ohio, Michigan. Over land known as the Toledo Strip. As a compromise to end the dispute and receive its statehood, what was Michigan awarded? Was it the Upper Peninsula, access to Canada, or the city of Detroit?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with the Upper Peninsula.
Ah, the Toledo Strip, some might say. Others might say the Upper Peninsula, as Mr. Undiscouraged likes to say.
Old Up North Joe is throwing some heat.
I gotta be honest, this is more work than I thought I was gonna have with these six questions.
I'd like to request a review of how the last question was actually a Wisconsin geography question.
Because many people think the Upper Peninsula should be ours. How about that? Just trying to help East Troy/Troy/Up North Joe handle this. All right, question three, Tim. For you is this, and we have not gotten one wrong yet. Is that correct? Everybody's two for two?
That is correct.
Oh, these questions are so long, I forgot.
And because yesterday's contestant is ineligible for the prize pack, we are technically in a perfect week right now.
Yeah, so far so good.
Up North Joe taking a little playbook out of Wildy in these long-winded
I was going to say, I haven't heard this long of a question since I heard myself on the Packers video stream. All right, question three, Tim, is this. Richard Bong State Recreational Area is a 4,500-acre unit of the Wisconsin State Park System in Kansasville, now home to various outdoor recreational opportunities. What was the land's intended purpose before being turned into a park? So was the Richard Bong State Recreational Area a jet fighter base, a racetrack, or a retail warehouse district?
Let's say jet fighter base.
Indeed it was, at least according to the trivia. Did not know that either. All right.
Thought it would have been a hacky sack park, am I right?
I'm not going to look up Bong original intended purposes, so we're going to trust it's correct.
I think Joe does his research. Some might say a lot of research to come up with these questions.
Up North Joe. That's our Up North Joe.
We started this trivia at 11:26. It's now 11:34, and there's been no real distractions during it, which is rare for us.
I was going to say, I haven't even piped gymmed up that much. I've kind of let this thing go.
All right. Jeff, your final question and an opportunity for both of you to sweep all the questions today is
settle
this.
In.
Take a beat. Have a meal. Say hi to Lois. Question three, Jeff. Once widespread in Wisconsin, elk were eliminated from the state in the 1880s due to unregulated hunting and habitat loss. Over 130 years later, more than 400 elk now roam our state after being reintroduced in 1995. How many different herds of elk make their home in Wisconsin? Is it one herd, two herds or five herds?
Well, this is a shot in the dark.
It's a toughie.
Also, let's go with two.
Two perfect scores. So there's 400 elk, but there's only two herds?
According to Joe, and he actually elaborated, the Clam Lake herd and the Black,
elaborated.
And the Black River herd are the two herds. Still not
sure. Where is Clam Lake at? Where's Clam?
I feel like that would have been a better geography question than how many herds of elk are there in Wisconsin, but...
Oh, boy. You're getting after up north, Joe. Wow.
He does your work for you, and now you criticize him publicly?
Let me ask you something. Has Jesse gotten more curmudgeon-y and vain as he's gotten skinny and more handsome?
And he's turned 33
now. I feel like he's
now.
More curmudgeon-y.
I don't know if you heard.
Just saying, like, if we wanted Wisconsin fun fact trivia, like, Joe seems like he's our guy.
Don't make me go back in the archives.
Really greater Midwest fun fact
find
trivia.
Your trivia questions where you, like, reference the town, and then it turned out to be a basketball player that were the three options. So, come on. Take it easy.
I do miss latitudinally, though. I do miss
latitudinally!
Joe sent these. He was all prize
done? Is this finally done, or do we have another question?
If I could say goodbye to Tim and Jeff.
Those were some heavy questions.
They were.
That was intense. That's like Jeopardy. Tausch, you're the new Tausch Ken Jennings over here.
Yeah, R.I.P. Trebek. Tim, Jeff, thanks for playing. We appreciate your loyalty to the show. You both have four entries into Friday's drawing. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks. Love you guys.
Hey, we got to love you guys at the end.
We got one.
An hour and 40 minutes after we started asking the questions.
Could have built a fence by now.
That would have been hastily and shoddily put together.
I'm a little tuckered out at this juncture. That was a lot.
Up North Joe.
Need a cup
That's
of
up
Joe.
North Joe.
Maybe I need a cup of Joe from my local Quick Trip, which, by the way, the one by our house still has the Glazer canisters, the little tins.
Oh, yeah.
They have a few left when I was in there last night.
There's some great deals going on Dunkers. You can get some great Dunkers. But potatoes for sale. Potatoes for sale. Yeah, you already know how much I love Quick Trip and all the deals that come with every single visit. But now they've got all the hearty recipes in mind. 5-pound bag of russet taters, 99 cents. I'm not going to lie to you. We got some leftover salmon. I want to make a salmon chowder. I've been telling old girl, we got all the stuff. We got to now go. I'm going to get this 5-pound bag of russet taters. And grab it under $1 to get potatoes for your holiday meals and for your salmon chowder. Buy it now and perfect that recipe for the big day. And how about Quick Trip's chicken deals? Perfect teammate for those russet taters besides salmon chowder. Roasted whole chickens are on sale for $5.99 every Monday. 8-piece chicken tenders or bone-in chicken special on for Wednesdays, and it's only $9.99. Or you grab a pack of hand-breaded jumbo tenders. But wait, there is more, because there's always more deals at Quick Trip. Quickery white bread, 99 cents a loaf. Tortilla shells, just $1.99 a package. And Don's Pizza, 4 for $10. And, of course, don't forget dessert. Gallon of Nature's Touch ice cream, just $5.99. Download the Quick Rewards app to order ahead and earn points. Order all your favorites. Plus pizza and take-home meals. Take care of the payment. Just stop by to pick it all up or get it brought to you curbside. You guys think I'm going to annoy the heck out of you with this potatoes for sale before this sale ends?
I like it so far.
That's all the time we have for today. Take care. Be good.
Could you imagine trying to do trivia, end of trivia, with Up North Joe's questions? We'd have to allocate the whole back half of the show to get Up North Joe's questions done.
Woe Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
stars glow for you. Go see the world, cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night.
Well, we used up a lot of time on trivia, but we still have a second or two for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
I yield my time to Aaron Rodgers.
Ugh.
I know, right? But actually, he did say something interesting that Tausch alluded to earlier and said, "Hey, let's talk about that later." So here it is. Aaron Rodgers yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show discussing at the NFL trade deadline the value of future draft picks versus bringing in veteran players and alluding to what happened or didn't happen during his tenure in Green Bay.
Well, I mean, I played 18 years in Green Bay. I know how teams feel about draft picks.
Hey, they're still going, though. They are still going now.
They are, and they've made some great picks over the years.
Absolutely.
But there were a couple times where, you know, maybe bringing in a Marshawn Lynch or maybe just that one guy to put it over the edge may have been worth it. But
that would have been fun. That would have been
you
fun.
Never know. Would've you been. Never know. You never know how it's going to jive in the locker room. That's the other part about some of these veteran guys. You never know how it's going to fit in the locker room. You know, is a guy going to fit in? Is he going to be part of the fabric of the culture? Is he going to make the culture better? Is he going to take away from it? So you never quite know with these things. That's why sometimes it's a crapshoot. But once you get it is interesting. I feel like draft picks are so important post-draft. Like when they're thinking about the next year, you're into the season. Now we've played 9 weeks, and now they're a little tight with some of these, you know, some of these picks. You know, some of the like you said, Mingo going for a fourth when he was a second, and I don't know what D-Hop went for, but Tay was a conditional third. You know, like that's a superstar going for a third round pick.
Yeah.
What do you think hearing that from Aaron Rodgers yesterday, Tausch?
I thought it was interesting. That's why I told you to play it, because it's, you know, would there be more championships? And that's always been the argument from some fans, is that did you ever really go all in? Because especially in Ted's era, you didn't dabble. Like, at least with Gutenader, he dabbled a little bit, didn't do a ton, but is that true? And I think there's a couple of things, or there's at least one that I would say. Do you recall when Odell Beckham Jr. was available? Mm-hmm. The Packers went at him pretty hard. The Rams went at him, and he picked the Rams, and they won a Super Bowl. Would that have changed the course of time? I don't know. But that might be one instance where you could say, would we have another ring if Odell came here instead of to the Rams? Other than that, I don't buy a ton of what Aaron is selling there. Because would Marshawn Lynch have put us over the top? What year would that have been?
It was what I was going to say. It was 2010. And you won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
Now, would that have made a difference in your 2011 team? I mean...
Can he play DB?
Yes. So, Ryan Grant is back healthy. James Starks. They had 1,100 yards combined, the two of them. But that team did not run the ball a whole hell of a lot. Aaron Rodgers threw 45 touchdowns. He won his first MVP that year. They went 15-1. So I don't think Marshawn Lynch is necessarily the answer. But you brought up Odell Beckham. That was one example when there was a little bit of a sweepstakes going on. There were other years in the 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 period there, where there were certainly trade deadline deals to be had. But in fairness to Brian Gutekunst and Ted Thompson before him, the trade deadline didn't become a thing until about 5 years ago. It's not like there was nearly this much action that we have now then. So,
Tony Gonzalez pulled you out of a movie. So, there was stuff.
So the Tony Gonzalez one is obviously... the one that I have told many times, but for those that don't listen every day, it's the 2007 season. You guys, or 2006 season, you go to the NFC Championship game the following year, but
yep.
John Schneider is the point man on that deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. He believes they have a deal in place for a third-round pick for Tony Gonzalez, who, by the way, goes from the Chiefs to the Atlanta Falcons and burnishes his Hall of Fame career there. But even Tony Gonzalez at the time thought he was being traded to the Packers and had been told that he was. And then in the 11th hour, some might say 11:59, the stroke of 11:59, Carl Peterson says, no, it's got to be a second-round pick. And John Schneider goes back to Ted and says, they want a second-rounder. Instead, we agreed on a third-rounder, and Ted says, we're not doing it then. And they don't. Mm-hmm. And Tony Gonzalez has a very good second act with the Atlanta Falcons. So, again, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but I'm not sure there's a lot of instances of that. There were probably plenty of arguments to be made for some off-season additions that weren't made in free agency, though. I think that's where Aaron's beef would be a little more agreeable, in my opinion. All right, that's it for Woe Nelly. We'll wrap up things next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Wild and free. When I close my eyes, I can see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever.
Commanders coach Dan Quinn on the trade for Marshawn Lattimore. I'd say you had me at hello. It's a little Jerry Maguire quote there. So you,
see if he wants to do a headline this week, since we don't have
Do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
You know Jordan Love has 10 touchdown passes? Oh, I messed it up.
Oh, you butchered it.
Way to go, Jonathan Lipnicki. So bottom line, we're both okay with them not having made a trade to add someone.
Well, they made a trade, and it was to give their younger players more opportunities. I am not remotely discouraged about what this team has moving forward. I don't. I feel really good. They're going to be better. They might lose a few games. I agree with Bulaga's assessment. I think they're going to have to be a 5 seed and go ahead and try to go win some games. But I think this youth, you got to let it grow. And if you believe in your system, and they do, it's worked. I feel good about what they did. They didn't give away anything. They ended up getting a 7th back for a player that they were going to let go of and not play a ton down the stretch. I feel fine with where the Packers are at.
They traded him for Malik Willis, basically. That's it for us today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.